The following information is brought to you by the makers of Gardasil Quadrivalent Human Papillomavirus Type 6, 11, 16, 18 recombinant vaccine. For more information, call 1-800-GARDASIL or visit Gardasil.com. For Discovery Health, I'm Will Johnson. Welcome back to our Discovery Health podcast. For the next couple of weeks, we will be speaking with Dr. Pam Peek. She is the chief medical correspondent for nutrition and fitness for Discovery Health, also the resident expert on our National Body Challenge website. Dr. Peek, thanks so very much for being here.
Well, I'm just going to thoroughly enjoy this.
Well, we're talking about women's health over the next few weeks, and obviously you are the perfect person for us to come to on this topic. And we'll be focusing on fitness and getting healthy and getting in shape. And I know that one thing that matters a lot to you is the mind and how it matters, and maybe I think that's where we're going to start. Tell us about how the mind can affect how healthy we are.
All right, women, raise your hand if you wanted to start on that marvelous journey of taking better care of yourself. And there it is. You've got everything all set up. You know, the nutrition and the physical activity. And then something happens. Either you don't start it or you begin it, and then something in life hits you, and then boom, you're right back to go again. What happened? It's all about the mind. And you know, this is where we have to say a really cool phrase that I love, which is you got to cut the mental fat to reduce the body fat. And you know how important it is to have to reduce that body fat, because if you do, you reduce your risk of diabetes, cancer, heart disease. And so what's going on here? How are we messing this up? It's your mind. Well, let's think about this for a minute. Women need to understand how to be able to adapt and adjust to life's ever-changing environment. I actually call it a verb, A-square it. That means you wake up in the morning and say, okay, bring it on, let's A-square it. Instead of becoming paralyzed, you know, psychological studies have shown that women tend to really over-ponder things, overthink things. We ruminate, and actually, to be perfectly blunt with you, I love calling it the mental Cuisinart. You know, you take that thought and throw it right in that little Cuisinart and hit chop and high, and that baby goes round and round, and you just don't let those thoughts go. Well, that's a problem. For instance, let me give you an example. What if I simply said, I want you to go out and take a walk in your neighborhood? It's a beautiful neighborhood. Come on, let's get those 10,000 steps in. That's something you already knew that you had to do. Why don't you do it? Well, because all of a sudden you're putting your clothes on and you're starting to get self-conscious. But what if people see me? What if they say, wow, she's taking a walk because she's overweight and she's got problems, you know? And then all of a sudden you're not doing it anymore. You don't even start. What happened there? Uh-oh, mental speed bump. You got a lot of mental fat there. You're listening to voices you need to trash right now. I don't want to listen to those voices. Change it up in your head. Instead, sit back and say, wow, I need to give my attitude a little altitude, and I got to be putting a positive spin on this. I have to adapt and adjust. Okay, fine. I let myself go for a while. Now I'm going to go out there, and I'm just going to take better care of myself. I'm going to feel positive about that. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care who stares or what goes on. This is my life, and I deserve to be able to go out there and take that marvelous walk on a beautiful day and thoroughly enjoy myself. Now, here's a little thing I love to do. Open up your mind right now. That's right, that little creaky door up there. Peer inside. Do you see that boardroom? That's right. You're chairwoman of your own board. Now, sneak a little peek around the board table. Who's there? Uh-oh, I think it's time to change up some of those folk. Whose voices are you actually listening to? Are you listening to the voices of people who maybe laid a little trip on you somewhere along the line and you believed them? They said, ah, you're hopeless. You're never going to get anywhere. You're unattractive. You'll never find a guy. Whatever the issue is. Why is that person still on your board? Kick him off right now. Come on, change up that board. Instead, find people who just absolutely care about you, who care about you in a non-judgmental way, and who are there to be able to help and guide you. They're not going to use you. And, you know, honestly, if it ends up being by the time you clean up the board, all you're left with are three people and your hamster, come on, I love that, because they're there for you. So really be careful, because this mental fat that so many women carry around has a lot to do with the voices they chose to believe as they were growing up. And even right now as we speak. And some of those voices are yours. you know, things you convinced yourself of. So as you go through these little exercises, I just love to look at very closely what kind of mental fat you've been dragging around. Now, these voices also involve things like, gosh, look at the way you're living. Are you in a kind of a relationship that's not going anywhere? Are you in a no-end job or career? Are there dreams that you dream about that you just haven't gotten around to wanting to achieve because, oh, well, you know, maybe you feel helpless, hopeless, and defeated? Well, hey, you know something? A lot of women eat their way right through this. That's right. You feel a little upset, and that stress gets to you, and then your head's buried in some fridge somewhere. So what you want to do, again, is look at your body and say, hey, name that fat. Where'd that fat come from? Was it that feeling of frustration, anxiety, and disappointment? Uh-oh, why are you eating your heart out like that? Stop right now. Stop, take a breath, reflect, and then respond. And don't react, respond. And say, hey, I'm stronger than that. I can do that. Uh-oh. Listen to that voice. It's a positive, strong voice. Ah, now you've got the attitude, an attitude with altitude. That's what I mean by needing to cut the mental fat in order to reduce that body fat.
All right, Dr. Pam Peek, great advice. And I know that next week we're going to be moving into away from the mind and into the mouth. Is that right, the next topic?
You've got it. I'm really into alliteration. It's mind, mouth, and muscle. And the next one up is mouth.
All right. We'll check in with you next week, and we really appreciate your advice and thoughts this week. Dr. Pam Peek, once again, is Discovery Health's resident expert on the National Body Challenge website and, of course, chief medical correspondent for nutrition and fitness for Discovery Health. For more helpful tips for those early risers, check out fitness and self-makeover shows on Discovery Health starting at 6 a.m. And more information and great tips and advice can be found in the National Body Challenge section on discoveryhealth.com. For Discovery Health, I'm Will Johnson.